We all know your time is valuable. Whether you're hyper-focused on admin tasks like notes and billing, or simply trying to make a cup of coffee, or even run to the bathroom in between appointments, constant interruptions can derail your day. This podcast is sponsored by The Receptionist for iPad, a digital check-in system that eliminates the need to walk back and forth from your office to the waiting room to see if your next appointment has arrived. Clients can securely check in for their appointments, and you'll be immediately notified by text, email, or your preferred channel. Break free from interruptions and make the most of your time. I've been using them for almost 3 years now, and it saves me hours in my week. Start a 14-day free trial of The Receptionist for iPad by going to thereceptionist.com/private practice. Make sure to start your trial with that link, and you'll also get your first month free if you decide to sign up. Hey everyone, welcome back to the All Things Private Practice podcast. I am joined today for a second time by Dr. Arielle Jordan, who is an LCPC, trauma therapist, Army veteran, author, speaker, founder of Mindset Quality, a behavioral health practice dedicated to helping veterans, first responders, and purpose-driven professionals heal and lead with authenticity. Also the creator of Mission Redefine, a soulfully disruptive retreat and group therapy experience designed to restore joy, resilience, and meaning after trauma. As the author of Holding Space and United We Serve, United We Heal, Arielle blends EMDR, coaching, and lived experience to meet people where they are, from therapy rooms to retreat spaces and training stages. Her work is more than symptom relief. It's about redefining what healing and leadership looks like. How'd that feel to hear all that?
I never really realized how much of a radio voice you have. I was pretty good.
Thanks. You know, I usually massively stumble over bios, so I'll give myself a round of applause for that.
I love that.
But on all seriousness, you know, you came on, I think it was last year. I really have no concept of time anymore. And I told you this, and I wasn't like blowing smoke. I thought it was one of the best interviews we've had on this podcast in over 200 episodes, and just appreciated your vulnerability and how you showed up and talked about some really hard stuff that you've experienced in your life. And now, fast forward, you've become a doctor. Congrats.
Thank you.
And you are doing some big things. So I know today you want to talk about redefining resilience. Mm-hmm. And tell us what that means and why that's important.
Yeah, I think that when I think about redefining resilience, I'm not here to build a business that looks pretty on Instagram, but it feels like hell to run. Mm-hmm. So I'm, you know, continuing to learn. I've already worn the uniform. I've buried people that were the closest to me. I have sat with clients in their darkest hours. So I'm not going to create that pressure, you know, in my own company. So what I've learned is that what I build now has to heal me too. Because there's truth. As a Black woman, I don't get a break from systemic or subtle racism that keeps coming up. Yeah. And I was watching Dr. Daryl Wing Su. He wrote one of my psychology textbooks. And so I just kind of fell in love with him. But he calls it death by 1,000 cuts. And so those cuts follow you, you know, in every room, military, mental health, entrepreneurship. And that's why I refuse to build a business that bleeds me out.
I love them.
Not what I'm trying to do, you know? So that's what got me thinking about this topic.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes a ton of sense. And I think it's a really powerful message, especially when you frame it that way. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, when we talk about entrepreneurship, a lot of people have this misconception that it's just this beautifully glamorous process, and it's so exciting and exhilarating, and it's not hard. Right. And I think that is so disingenuous and misleading. And I particularly, and, you know, just for me, appreciate the creators and the personalities that are out there that are really authentically themselves and talking about the hardship.
Yes.
I think we cannot separate the two.
No, absolutely not. I mean, I was thinking about my journey, like I built because I didn't have a choice, you know,
Right.
like literally I went through all the shit and there was no time off. There's no pause button. There's no safety net. So, you know, I had to do that healing work and build at the same time. I didn't get to take time off. So
right.
That's where this was born, you know?
Yeah.
I think that we have to stop waiting for ready. Like sometimes building, you know, is the only thing that keeps you standing. So some of us don't have an option to like, I gotta go take a, you know, sabbatical or something like that. Like that wasn't an option for me.
Sure. Yeah. You mentioned that in the last time you were on here and just kind of like what it was like to be in the military as a Black woman and the experiences you had, followed by a lot of grief and loss and a lot of struggle area. But the one thing that I think has impressed me about you from afar and just in general is like the ability to continue to just push forward no matter the circumstance.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like that's like,
hey, wait, let's pause. What was that reaction at first? Like,
I was just thinking like, that's a good thing and a bad thing.
Yeah, 100%, right? Because it's like, out of circumstance and context, it's like, I didn't have a choice. And also in reality, it's like, but this also is exhausting, most likely, and has been really fucking hard.
Right. And I know you get it because you talk about that in your content as well. Like, we own it, but also sometimes it's hard. You know, we have great days and then sometimes they're not so great. So both exist, you know. I was thinking about, you know, like in private practice, you write your own and or you become the unpaid intern in your business. So that's not like I found myself going towards that. And I'm like, you know, we're already carrying a lot of weight here. We need to have some boundaries here. And that's kind of how you stay in the fight.
100%. Yeah. The boundaries are unbelievably important. The more that we anchor into who we want to be and who we want to become, I think it's deeply introspective and reflective of a process of like getting comfortable with the uncomfortable.
Absolutely. If it drains you, if it costs you money, if it compromises your mission, it's a no.
Yeah. Here.
Yeah. So I don't think I stood on that as much previous years because I'm learning. But now I'm like, oh, yeah. Yeah, the answer is no, actually. And it's okay to say no.
It's okay to say no. It's absolutely okay to say no. I think for me, I've embraced like if it's not a hell yes, then it's a hell no. And hence, in order to protect the very limited capacity and energy that I have, and if I realize like how much I've pushed myself into burnout for years and continue to try to push through it, it's like, this is clearly not working. So now it's about stepping back and saying, how do I restructure, reorient, reorganize, reprioritize? And you have to put your energy first. I think energy and time are the two resources that we don't get back.
Absolutely. I feel like that should be on a t-shirt. Like if it's not a hell yes, it's a hell no.
Yeah. Xander, if you're listening to this, you know, another t-shirt idea, write it down. So with that being said, like how has this helped you, just this redefining resilience mindset, kind of transition and transform into who you are in present day in August of 2025?
Yeah. So what you just talked about, energy, and that's kind of where that came from. Like that's the exchange rate, right? Like I've seen veterans, first responders, and therapists hold it together while they're falling apart off of the clock. And, you know, I've also been that person as well. So the constant calculations that come with navigating bias, you're running a marathon literally with weights on your ankles, if you can think of it that way. So I had to do like some healing work, and I think that's why I love EMDR so much. Like literally that was like the key to like unlocking where I protect and I rebuild my energy so I can run the long game. So you know, I think that's important in general, like protect your energy, like you protect your revenue, you know, because literally
it's go hand in hand, right?
Yes. Like
your energy ebb and flow and that like arc goes hand in hand with your ability to create more wealth and more revenue.
Absolutely. And I feel like I've been running EMDR groups in veteran spaces, and that's been really cool to see. And as you know, I'm putting together a retreat.
Yeah.
And these people have seen real life nightmares. And what I do know is that if people don't know what's coming, then and they feel like they don't have choices, then they check out. And so, you know, talking about like trauma proofing stuff, like predictability and choice, that's trust. You know, it builds them into like every step, you know. So we talk about intake, we talk about onboarding, we talk about delivery, we talk about follow-up. Like these are the things that are helping create some sort of a like trauma-informed everything.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense to have that container and to allow to have that perspective reframe. How has this been received in veteran spaces and Black and Brown spaces? And now we are going to take a quick break to thank our sponsors. This episode is brought to you by Alma. When I first decided to go in network with insurance, I found the whole process overwhelming. I can actually remember a couple of days that made me want to cry, where I spent hours on the phone being transferred or hung up on or not given clear answers or instructions. I knew I needed to get paid, and I also knew that I didn't know if I could do this by myself. If you're running into those same challenges, Alma can help. They made it easy to get credentialed a lot faster, handled all of the paperwork, and offered way better rates than I could have gotten on my own. They also make sure I get reimbursed within 2 weeks of every session so that I know when I'm getting paid. Visit helloalma.com/ATPP to learn more. That's helloalma.com/ATPP. Hey everyone, it's Patrick with All Things Private Practice, and I just want to invite you to join us in Scotland for our second Doubt Yourself, Do It Anyway Summit that's happening July 14th to the 17th of 2025. We have 12 amazing speakers, 12 MBC CEs available in Edinburgh, Scotland, which is one of the most beautiful places I've ever been in my life. The link is in my show notes and on my website at allthingspractice.com. You can also join us in Greece in September if you're a leader or wanting to start a group practice. We have a leadership retreat happening on the island of Crete from September 6th to the 11th. Honestly, one of the most beautiful villages I've ever been to in Hania. And then in 2026, we have limited spots available in two different New Zealand retreats. One is for neurodivergent entrepreneurs, March 1st to the 8th of 2026. And then beyond private practice, moving beyond one-on-one therapy, creating alternative streams of income. That's March 15th to the 22nd, 2026 in Queenstown, New Zealand. Check the links. Doubt yourself. Do it anyway.
It has been interesting. Just yesterday, I went to the Veteran Service Center. I didn't get a lot of response. This is my second group that I'm done doing. So I was like, you know what? I don't know. Let me walk around the building, you know. And so I walked around the building, and the National Association of Black Veterans was there. And I spoke to them last week, telling them what EMDR is. We were talking about stigma. We were talking about how you can have Jesus and you can have therapy, both together, you know. And so it was so funny because I was going to be there for 2 hours. So I was like, you know, let me go talk to them again. And so it happened to be the leaders that were there. And then just like people that knew each other, it was like three of them. And one of them was a spouse. The other two were a vet. I think one was a Vietnam vet. And I was like, so we're not like doing anything. Y'all have a meeting agenda or anything? And they said, no. And I said, so y'all want to try some EMDR? And so it's like it was a piece of candy. You know, y'all want to try some EMDR? But it was really cool because they were like, they already knew about it. So it wasn't like me blindsiding them or anything. And obviously I got their consent and everything. And we did the GTEP protocol. So it's like a worksheet that we do. And it was so freaking cool. Like one, for them to be open. And so we did grounding exercises, and they were talking about what they noticed. And then at the end, we go through the process and they're like, huh. One of the spouse was like, I didn't realize how much I sacrificed because the spouses are in it too, you know? Sure. And then the other people, the things that have happened to them, they're like, they can have hope. They can learn from it. They can do better from this point on, you know, those kind of things came out. And so I was really, really happy that they tried it, because had they not tried it, that weight is still heavy, you know? So it was really cool. It's not well received though. But I did ask them afterwards and they said, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. Cause they called themselves victims at first. They were like, I guess we're going to be your victims today. And I'm like, no, we're going to try something. We're going to see what happens, you know, right. Curiosity.
Yeah. You're going to be the recipients, not the victims. So it sounds like by you just being a part of the veteran culture, there's more buy-in to be like, can we try this? You know, maybe this could be helpful.
Yeah.
To build those relationships are huge.
We've done way harder stuff, but it's something about, it's a vulnerability about, wait a minute, we're going to talk about my stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. But the good thing about the group setup is that you don't share your traumatic episode. You don't share your traumatic, I don't even know what they were working on, but I do know the outcome. And so when I say it like that, they're more willing. They're like, okay, so I was like, the paper is the only thing that's going to know what you're working on. And so that creates a safety here. It doesn't matter what I'm working on. It's going to get better, you know? And so it's so cool to see brains work through that. And I've had people as old as 84. Like, I've never reached that age demographic before, but even that person saw improvement.
Like, yeah. Let's I think do that's, it. That's beautiful. And mm-hmm. also just being able to instill and offer that hope and safety that maybe even things can get like 1% easier or more manageable through just trying something out.
Absolutely. If 1% is enough, like going back to the cost, it costs you to not do it.
100%, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Let's pivot for a second to your retreat ideas. Last time you were on here, you were like, I want to do a retreat, but I think you were quite scattered. Like, I got to see this firsthand because you came to a retreat event that I hosted and I saw the aftermath of like thinking of too many things, right? Too many ideas, not as much clarity. It sounds like this time around, there's much more clarity.
Absolutely. And it's so funny because I think you had made a joke. So which one of the 100 retreats are you? I was like, yeah, that's very valid, right?
Yeah.
This time, and I was going in so many different directions. I was like, do I do one for grieving moms? And I was like, no, I don't want it to be heavy.
Yeah.
So what I did come to is, I love EMDR. That's where we do the healing work. So for the retreat, let's do the living, because we have to live after loss. We have to live after trauma. How do we do that though? And so now I'm like, okay, so EMDR is the healing part. The retreat is going to be the living. We're going to have some fun. So that was like an actual moment for me. And so I was like, well, let me try to do a fundraiser and let's see if we can sponsor a couple veteran spots or first responders as well. But so I put together a fundraiser and we're going to see how it goes. And if we get enough, we're going to help somebody that wants to go that is like, how do I live again? Let me show you, you know? Yeah. So that's what it's all about. So not just for veterans or first responders, but also for purpose-driven professionals, the spouse that has to deal with the vet, you know, the caregivers, people that just need to let their hair down for a minute, because we absolutely need to. So
absolutely. That sounds great. Where is this happening this time? Because I know last time you had like 300 different venues.
I still do in the background. But what I landed on was San Juan, Puerto Rico, because I feel like that is the place where I want to like put my pen down. This is the first one. And it's going to be just a beautiful place on the beach.
Yeah.
Like, let's go hang out. And I've never been to Puerto Rico. Of course, I'm going to go and scout it out.
Sure.
And, you know, see everything in person. But I think it's going to be good because of the blue water and just being on the beach.
Yeah, that sounds very relaxing. So if you're listening and that sounds like something you'd be interested in, information will definitely be in the show notes for you to have access. And I don't know if you gave this to me, but if you have a link to like the fundraiser that you create, you know, send it my way so we can add that as well. Yeah. So that if you are listening and you're like, oh, I'm not a part of that community, but I'd love to donate to the cause, you know, because I think helping each other out, community healing is really what this is all about.
Absolutely. Yeah.
See him behind you right now, jumping around like a...
He is, Agnes, he's got this phone and he has to put it in different places of the house every day. So that's what he's doing.
Hudson just finished his and passed out in the corner of my room. So I get a reprieve for 10 minutes.
He won't eat it. He just strategically places it throughout the house.
And
I went to bed last night and I'm like, what the hell? And there was a bone under my pillow.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's a nice surprise. Yeah. So as we get ready to wrap, what's final thoughts, final takeaways? You want to share some details about this event or any of your other work? I'd love for the audience to be able to hear that so that they can support you.
Yeah. That's my big project right now. And I think the topic came to mind because, like, if you keep pushing joy at the bottom of the list, then you're never going to get there.
Right.
So I want to do things that support that. You know, I want to be around people that think like that or are starting to think like that. I mean, it's a never ending learning process, but
100%.
Yeah. The reason I'm still here and still building and still learning, you know, I'm still learning how to make it stronger. And I think thankful that you've seen part of that journey too.
Yeah. It's been cool to witness, you know, I'm always like rooting you on in the background. So, for your retreat, I know you have dates in mind, so to share the date, share the details, whatever you want to share, and we'll include everything in the show notes too so that everyone has access to this information.
Absolutely. So it's going to be San Juan, January 29th to February 2nd. And I picked January 29th because that is the day that I lost my daughter. And I always take a pause during that time. So I'm like, let's take a pause with people for purpose of we can live after loss. Like literally I'm doing it with you, you know? And like I said, we're going to have fun. We're going to rest, but we're also going to have fun. There might be a zip line or two, you know, like we have to have an adventure or something, but the purpose behind it is, you know, this retreat is bigger than me. That's all of my stuff is in one place. I put bio.arielnjordan.com. And that's, you can click it and it shows you everything that I'm doing. Our old podcast episode is on there. Try to keep it simple.
Cool. Well, we'll have that included in the show notes for those of you who are interested. And again, once you get me that link to your fundraiser, we'll add that to any... where can people find you on social media or anywhere else?
Yeah, I'm on all of the social medias. All of the medias, but the bio.ariel and Jordan will take you to anywhere you want to go.
Perfect.
Beautiful link because it takes you to TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, all of it.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming on again and sharing some more of your story and your healing journey. And it's really amazing to watch and witness. I wish you nothing but success. So thanks for making the time.
Thank you for having me again. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, you're welcome. To everyone listening to the All Things Private Practice podcast, new episodes are out on Saturdays on all major platforms and YouTube. You can like, download, subscribe, and share. Doubt yourself and do it anyway. And we will see you next week.